Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM Sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Hey guys, welcome to Second Breakfast. I'm Ez.
I'm Matt.
I'm Tom.
And today we got another food episode for you here. Just a short little powwow get together. These guys are chowing down on a big box from Taco Bell. We have the go ahead, Matt. Your mouth's full. Why don't you explain what this is?
It's the $5 crunchy quesadilla box.
It's crispy chicken.
Crispy chicken quesadilla box.
Exactly. So, pretty big deal. We did, last time we went to KFC, we had, it was the Nashville Hot and the Georgia Gold.
Yeah.
Okay, and didn't we call that a Nashville, or Nashville Hot victory?
Yeah, it was a Nashville Hot victory, I believe so.
So, right now, we're just going to take a quick little look at the box here. It comes with, a quesadilla. Obviously, the main part is your quesadilla. Matt got ripped off.
He got ripped off.
He's looking at a piece of his quesadilla with no chicken in it. No cheese in that either?
No, it's just tortilla.
What the heck? So anyways, you've got some crispy chicken in there. You got some cheese. A little queso in there. Some sauce in there.
Yeah.
And
as his favorite, tortilla. A big old Mountain Dew.
Yeah. So as we go around the box, we also have a Doritos taco, or Dorito
Locos crunchy taco.
Crunchy taco, yep.
And then a regular crunchy taco.
Which you could sub out for a soft taco if you're one of those types of people like myself.
Mm-hmm.
But I went crunchy today. So
sometimes you got to go crunchy.
Gee, mini Christmas. Look at that. Did that?
It was nothing. Just keep going. Right, I looked at it. It was just blank.
Awesome. That's good.
Some editing, you know.
Yeah, we got some issues on the screen here. So, let's see. What else is in there? It did come with a medium.
You got a medium drink.
Right, a medium soft drink. We got the Mountain Dew. Matt was going to go for the Baja, whatever it is.
I was thinking Baja Blast, and everyone made fun of me, so we all just went
Mountain pressured Dew. Him into regular Mountain Dew. So you can get a little sauce. Tom, what are you putting on there?
Just a little mild, trying it out.
Some mild? Yep. Okay. So let's go around the horn here. How much was this, Tom? Thanks for paying, by the way. Really appreciate that.
I believe it was $5.50 a piece.
$5.50 a piece. Okay.
Now in the advertising they say $5.
Right. Okay.
I will say this.
16 and some.
This is a meal. It's pretty good. The box itself, you know, it's a well constructed box.
Yeah.
But I feel like you could get a real meal for $5 better somewhere else.
Wow. Wow. Okay. But tell me, okay, let's go to Tom, then we'll go back to Matt on the quesadilla. What do you think, Tom? Initial thoughts here on the box.
The box itself is really good. I like it normally. A little disappointed by the quesadilla. Not so much the crispy chicken as mine's just a little too burnt for me.
Mm.
So that was a T-Bell error.
Yeah.
That was local to maybe our...
Yeah.
You know, we did order three and there was a big line, so... Maybe they were Russian or something. Trying to think here. Okay, so I like getting the quesadilla when I go to Taco Bell. I've got nothing. This is good. This is good. There's nothing. You could get crispy or grilled. We went the crispy because that's the new thing. And
I don't think I'd go crispy again.
I don't know. I really don't. It's a coin toss for me. I really kind of don't.
It's okay, but I think that it's just, it's kind of odd because you just have this like big one chunk of like crispy chicken in it.
Mm-hmm.
And while it's good, I feel like
got more of the grilled.
I feel like you're better off getting the grilled. Plus, the grilled I think just has that sauce. I don't. Was the sauce in this really?
It's in there.
Not as much.
Not as much.
I like. I'm not really a T-Bell frequenter, but when I do go, I typically always just get the chicken quesadilla. But I feel like the box is a better value than getting like the quesadilla combo.
Yeah. Gotcha.
So right now I probably would get the box only because it's a better value.
Okay.
But when the box goes away, I will not get the crispy chicken quesadilla.
All right. Yeah. So you're saying they're gonna charge more for this crispy chicken than they would just a regular chicken quesadilla?
I think they do, yeah.
Do they? That's kind of baloney.
Well, it's like new and exciting.
Yeah, but that's why we're reviewing it, because I don't really think it's...
We're letting everybody know.
There's really no difference. You know, I think they're the same. Really.
Yeah, but I think a combo is like around the same price for the quesadilla. You get a quesadilla, a taco, and...
Soft taco.
A drink, yeah. Or you get a crunchy taco and a drink. Whereas this, you get the quesadilla, a Doritos taco, and a crunchy taco and a drink.
Yeah, I don't
Tom,
know.
I mean, what are your thoughts here?
I don't know, guys. I'm ending just thoughts.
I was hungry. Now, see, we're second breakfast, and this is fourth meal.
Right, this is weird. It's a little weird.
We're also having fourth meal at like 5 in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm. Gonna have to get fourth meal again on the way home.
I'm ready to pass out.
One of the things I will say I do like about Taco Bell, it's owned by Pepsi, so you get Doritos products and you get Pepsi products. I'm a Pepsi guy more than I am a Coke guy.
Are you really?
Well, I just grew up on Pepsi, you know? As grew up on Coke.
Mm-mm. I grew up on Pepsi, but I learned when I got older. I understand. If you don't have Pepsi in your house, but you want it, you can take a Coke, crack it open, set it on the counter, and let it sit there for, what, 3-4 hours, Tom?
I don't know what you're talking
Maybe
about.
Maybe let it go flat, and then you get yourself Pepsi.
Well, I feel like with soda, it's kind of like a fine wine, right? Like, you drink white wine with fish, you drink red wine with meat, you know, actual meat, because fish isn't meat. It's pretty much a vegetable.
I think God said that, didn't he?
Yeah.
Okay.
But, you know, like, when I go to McDonald's, and maybe it's just because you get, even if I go to Wendy's or something, if I'm getting a burger, like a fast food burger, I would not want a Pepsi.
Right.
You want that Coke. You want that, like, there's just something about that crisp, you know, Coke taste. Right. Especially when you're getting fries. Although I do also like Sprite when I'm
really sorry, I'm writing the
when I'm getting fries.
Oh, Sprite?
Yeah.
Sprite is excellent with fast food.
But if I'm getting pizza, I want Pepsi.
Yeah. I gotta say, you're right about that. There are certain pops that I think you drink with, you know, certain
foods. It's like wine.
Yeah. There's even certain, like, not just pop, but like juice and milk and different things that I'll
oh man,
associate with a certain food.
Oh, I know. When I'm eating mac and cheese,
yeah,
I gotta get a big glass of milk.
Wow.
Real I go. He is so much dairy.
Tom, you got anything like that? Like something that you have to have with a particular food?
I pretty much just consider Barq's root beer to be my universal drink.
I love Barq's. So I love when you bring it over.
Pizza. Yeah,
is Barq's better than A&W? The looks on here.
I can't believe you asked that.
We're Tom. Like,
you know, guys, I'll be honest with you. Matt actually earlier, it's been maybe a month ago or something, he looked at me one day. He's like, Ez, I think if I poured like a little Pepsi in a glass and little RC. Coke in a glass or RC Cola.
You could tell the difference.
Put a blindfold on you and did a blindfold just like you had to taste test. Do you think you could tell the difference? I was like, are you kidding me? Like, is that a serious question? They are so distinctly different that, I mean, it's just like Ez Pepsi, is Coke, and then you've got RC Cola, like you Sam's
know, you,
Cola.
You know when you go to wine tastings and you've got the people that are like, the muskness of the wood, it was brute. You know, shout out.
I'll tell you what.
Ez is like that with pop.
Here's how bad. Here's how bad I am.
It's funny and cool.
I pull through the McDonald's drive-thru and they hand me a Coke one day. I'm just like, hey guys, you only got about like 15 more Cokes left. That thing's going bad. You guys are going to need to change that over.
You guys
pretty
get
quick.
Like 30% CO2.
I can almost like nail it to the cup. It's like 32 cups. It's going bad.
Now, okay,
it's time to change over.
As yeah, because there's a big difference, right? It's kind of like when you're drinking beer. Like, do you like beer in a can? Do you like beer in a bottle? Do you like it in the tap? How is the best way to drink Coke?
To drink Coke?
Yeah, we'll just go through them.
Okay, actually, okay, hold on. This is interesting because Coke in a can, fine. Coke in a bottle, fine.
Better, I think.
Oh, in a bottle?
Than in a can.
Maybe. Fountain Coke, pretty dang good, okay?
Yeah.
I'd say they're all about the same. Now, Pepsi in a can, pretty good. Pepsi in a bottle, great. Pepsi out of the fountain machine.
What? Yeah, something happens.
Something happens to it.
Now, I will say this.
It's no good.
Do you know what's really good is when you go to the restaurants that don't just have like cherry Coke, they have Coke and then they have like their own individual like syrup things they put in it.
Oh, Grenadine.
Like Waffle House has them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I used to make
totally different.
Like a cherry Coke with like a Grenadine, like a Shirley Temple and stuff. Yeah.
Well, some of them have it like, I think they're like shutting down now, but Noodles and Company, right? Remember they got like the ones where you can go up and press, oh, I want this.
Oh, that machine? You talking
like,
about those?
Well, or those in general. Remember how they have like, you can get like the vanilla put in it? Now, I do love vanilla Coke.
That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Is cherry Coke your?
Oh, cherry Coke.
Now, I will say cherry, like, I remember when they were doing like cherry, like 7-Up and stuff like that, and I didn't really like that.
Hold on. Cherry Coke and I have a really personal relationship. And I hope that Sarah, Megan, Katie, Tiffany are listening right now.
I'm sure they are.
Okay.
This is, by the way, we generally, I think, liked the T-Bell box. We're just going to keep going about pop here.
Yeah, food and pop and things to do. Okay. So they know about my gum obsession. Swish and Flick knows about my gum obsession. So maybe I'll let them tell the story. Okay. So if they hear this and they want to talk about it, you know, mention something kind of weird, kind of funny, interesting. I still have the gum from the first day I met Swish and Flick. Okay?
Yeah.
So that's all I'll say about the gum story. Cherry Coke, almost every great memory that I have. And you're like, wait a second.
In your life.
You're like, wait a second. Almost every single one of those memories.
Involves Cherry Coke.
Involves Cherry Coke, or a Cherry Coke was next to me in the car. Or whatever. Or like,
so
I'm
not
in the back
wild
seat,
Pepsi.
I can see the Coke in the front.
So not a wild cherry Pepsi?
No, but you know what? I'll drink a wild cherry Pepsi. Yeah. But
do you remember the terrible cherry Coke cans in the 90s? How they looked so dumb?
I do. Oh, yeah.
Do you remember those, Tom?
No, I don't.
I'm not sure. Yeah, they're yeah, I'll help them. Tom, as soon as I show it to you,
It was like they were a grid and they were just all weird. And
yeah.
Now, I will say, a couple years ago, Amazon bought or whoever bought the rights to produce Surge.
Really?
Yeah, so you could get it. So when I bought Super Smash Brothers for the Wii U when it came out, I was going back to school, took that day off school. I had ordered Super Smash Brothers, so it showed up in my house, and I ordered Surge. So I just spent the whole day playing Smash Brothers, drinking Surge, and God, let me tell you. As soon as it's so odd when you taste something that you haven't tasted in, like, because I mean, you're talking, that is like a distinct, Surge has a very distinct taste.
Yeah.
And having not drank it for like years, I mean, you know what I mean? Because it was discontinued like early 2000s, went right back. Like the taste immediately back. Yeah, remember that? Remember how dumb those things looked?
It's really the red and the, this one I kind of remember, but that one definitely, that's what we grew up with, Tom, right there.
Yeah, the red and it's like all gritty and it's got like, they're trying to make it like
edgy.
You don't
remember that?
No, I don't remember that, but that looks stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's all edgy.
Yeah, it's a different, yeah.
But now, anyway, okay, here's a question for you.
Hold on me. Yeah.
So we all love Mountain Dew.
Yes.
But what's better, Code Red or Livewire?
Code Red.
Voltage.
I don't even know what Voltage is. Is that weird blue one?
It's a
blue one.
I thought it was blue purplish.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
You like Livewire?
Oh man, I love Livewire. I love orange sodas.
Yeah, see, I'm not a fan of orange sodas really. Could I tell the difference between Orange Crush and Livewire?
Yeah. Well, yeah, those are totally different.
Okay, just making sure we understand.
You would need to, like, Sunkiss versus Crush. That's what.
Oh,
that's
I can tell the difference.
Do there.
Yeah.
Or Orange Fanta.
Or Orange Faygo. I definitely
tell the Faygo soda. I love. Oh, my God, dude. Okay, over at Neff's grocery store. And
it's not called Neff's anymore.
I know,
it's
but if IPA. Tiffany if Tiffany is listening, she'll remember yeah. Neff's, okay? And you could go in there, and I'm telling you right now, it's 59 cents.
Yeah.
You go in there and get you a big old bottle. Yeah. A big bottle. I'm not talking like oh, 12 ounce. No, I'm like a big bottle of pop, like yeah. a 20 ounce bottle of pop.
You can still get it for like a buck, for like a 2 liter.
Yeah. Real sick. I mean,
so what's your, okay, so what, Tom, what's your favorite knockoff soda?
I would probably have to say Dr. Thunder.
Dr. Thunder's pretty damn good. Does Mr. Pibb count as a knockoff?
I was debating that. That's why there was the long pause. Otherwise, if that's the case, it would be.
I think Mr. Pibb does.
Well, then, yes. That.
Yeah, where can you even get it? You can get it at Taco Bell, can't you?
No, they have actual Dr. Pepper now.
Does Mellow Yellow count?
So that's technically a Coke product. But yes.
Isn't it their knockoff of Mountain Dew?
Yeah.
I'm trying to look up. Is it Coke or Pepsi? What is the exchange?
RC Cola is pretty good.
RC Cola? Yeah, it's pretty good. My dad loves RC Cola.
Although RC Cola to me has its own unique thing. Like I would not say, I don't consider RC like a knockoff Pepsi or Coke. I consider it its own thing.
Yeah, well, Royal Crown.
It's partnered with 7-Up. So if you, which isn't a knockoff, you know, A&W, all of them are not knockoffs.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, Pepsi, Coke, RC Cola. Royal yeah. Crown every time.
Yeah.
I do, however, like Dr. Thunder, though, I got to say. I think Dr. Thunder is a pretty good knockoff.
Yeah. Do you guys remember this? The reason Pop has like a special place in our, well, one, it's a daily part of my life, which yeah. is a problem. But
sorry. Having all this T-Bell is a daily part of my life, and it's a problem.
So you guys remember like when we used to joke about getting like kegs of Mountain Dew and having like Halo LAN parties and stuff?
It's probably what has caused all of our early onset diabetes.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. Yeah, yes, absolutely. It's ridiculous, but gosh, those were great times. We weren't the kids that were high drinking. We weren't drinking in high school.
Do you know
what? I mean, Tom had a little on the side, but
I mean, it's not like we were fat in high school or anything.
I was talking about alcohol.
But like, do you know, if we would just get together on Fridays and get like individual 2 liters of Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
Individual Little Caesars pizzas.
We weren't
fat. An individual like
we were in
individual
shape,
like little things of like donuts.
Yeah. Dude, I look back and I'm just like, what were we doing? Like Matt and I would go to China Buffet before football practice.
I know.
What?
It was
well,
great.
We did that so we could get out of conditioning. we did. I totally remember that. I was like, you know, I'm throwing up within the first 10 minutes. Like, jeez,
I never threw up. It just fucking hit me like a rock, and it was like,
oh man, I was back there praying to the gods
that you were about to be spraying.
Yep, exactly. But
I gotta get a pray and spray reference in.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
quite the opposite.
Let's see. There's this song. Shoot.
Now, did you guys like Surge?
Surge?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like Surge.
Surge was okay. I just never really got into it.
Do you remember Kick?
No, I don't.
Kick was like too extreme. They had to take it off the market. I had it when I was like a little kid.
Well, wait, what was it again?
Kick.
Kick.
Yeah, it was like Mountain Dew. You do a search for like Kick soda. Here, I got my Mac. I'm loving this food podcast, by the way. We need more of these.
Yeah, I know.
You know what we should do? We should go to IHOP and then go to Waffle House and do a comparison.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, guys. This is a song
like,
coming
right
up.
Now.
I'm still hungry.
Okay, I'm pulling up this song here. This is one of these things that I listened to growing up. Matt, let me see if you've heard this song here. Let me pause this for a second. Turn this bad boy up as loud as I can. You probably better hear it because we're using dynamic mics, and you really can't hear anything off of these things. Oh, that's Kick?
Yeah, you don't remember that?
Yeah, I do remember Kick, actually.
Citrus soda?
The top photo.
The newer ones? Yeah.
Yeah. I remember that, yeah. Do you guys remember this song?
Who is it?
I don't know.
a Taurus?
Yeah.
Yes, I do. I absolutely remember this
song. You remember the song?
Summer.
Yeah.
Was the best I ever had.
So in this song is a reference to Cherry Coke, and I don't know why, but like I think this is where like it all started.
Now it is on.
Oh my God. Okay, so Kick was RC Cola's version of Mountain Dew, and it was discontinued in 2001. Except you can still buy it internationally.
Really?
Yeah, I'm about to buy some.
Dude, it's intense, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like real crazy.
Yeah, I'm not so sure that's a good idea.
Man, you know what else?
Like, I'm sure my heart can take it.
Do you know what else? Like, whatever happened to Sobe? Is that still around? Or
Sobe?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're still Sobe.
Yeah. I feel like I never see him.
Oh, yeah. You have to go to, like, Kroger's and look in, like, their sports drink sections. You'll find them. There's a bunch of different flavors and stuff, but those were good.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, the
vanilla,
citrus.
Vanilla Coke. I like Vanilla Coke.
Yeah.
Vanilla Coke's good.
Yeah.
What are some of your odd pop and food combos? Like, it's, like, it's just, like, your go-to thing.
Huh. Pop and food combos? That's hard for me because I drink pop with everything. So I
like mean, for me I have this one, I don't know what it is, but man, it was when I was living in Portland, and I don't know what it was, but man, it was just like my Sunday night thing.
Yeah,
I would just go to the 7-Eleven across the street, and I would get some pizza combos, a payday, and I normally do not like this, but I got ginger ale, and man, it was just like my
ginger
thing.
Ale, yeah.
Canada Dry.
Wow, now that's a question. So, Canada Dry, what's the other one? Yeah, Canada Dry, the other ginger ale? It starts with a V.
Oh, I know it. I know what it looks like.
I can't say it. I always, Verner's, something like that.
Yeah, is it? Let's see here. Ginger ale. Yeah, that was, not that. Nobody likes that. Canada Dry, there it is. Wow.
Schweppes.
Yeah, they're Schweppes, but well, I think you're meaning Verner's.
Yeah, that's probably, I think that is it. Anyways, you know, I don't know. Never was a big ginger ale guy, but I know our buddy Mike's really into it.
Yeah, I'm not really big into it for some reason. It was like my go-to thing for that. Yeah,
I mean, it's good to mix drinks with.
Yeah, it is. It's burnout. It's like Verner's.
Yeah. Yeah. Something. So. Something weird, like, what's crazy is that even that one summer where like we got in really good shape, we were playing like Destiny, Matt and I were just had this summer, it's like it, we don't know how it happened.
We refer to it all the time,
the summer. Yeah, and like I mean I literally lost like 30 pounds and was back to feeling really good.
I lost like 20, and we did it all from sitting around playing Destiny and just like tracking our calories
and going to the gym and stuff. But I remember like I like left like at 4 a.m. one time, and I went to McDonald's craving some hotcakes because I was.
You got hotcakes and pop.
Yeah, hotcakes and a large Pepsi or a large Coke, man. I was just like, it was so good, and they were like, "Wait, did you say a Coke?" I was like, "Don't even try to tell me your Coke machine's down. I know it's not down." Okay. Yes, yeah. I want a Coke.
Okay. I will say this. You know what I do not like? Root beer floats. Now, I do like root beer, and root beer was, when I was a kid, see, there were a lot of times I wasn't allowed to have caffeine pop.
Yeah, I now know, why your parents wanted to keep you from that after living with you. God.
What?
I'm just kidding, bro. Now I get it.
But
it's not good for you.
Yeah. So I didn't have a lot of caffeine pop. So, yeah, Barks root beer was like my... I can have that.
Well, that's caffeine, isn't it, Tom?
Yeah, it's the only one of the only root beers that has it.
You're talking about another most.
No, I think I think it was caffeine free when it was.
No,
Barks, most.
Oh, then maybe they just thought.
Don't even think about telling.
Maybe they hold on. Maybe they just thought it was caffeine free, and
you were having it.
And I was having it.
Well, here's the thing though, because like A&W,
because there were a lot of times where it's like, no, don't. Mac can't have a Pepsi. Yeah,
most of them do not.
Yeah, Mug doesn't.
I know. I drink a lot of Sprite and 7-Up.
Yeah, right.
They don't.
Right. Yeah, but because that's why we always went with Barks. It's because, like, the extra bite.
Oh, yeah.
It you know, a little caffeine, you know.
See, and then Pepsi was, like, my big go-to just because my dad is, like, if you give my dad a Coke, he knows the difference.
Oh, I bet
he'll spit it out.
Really?
He hates Coke. He drinks Pepsi every day.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he's actually lost like 20 pounds just by stopping drinking Pepsi.
Right.
So like, but I mean, he's pretty much religiously just Pepsi.
Right.
And there is something about that Pepsi's got that real nice crisp taste.
Yeah, it does. It does.
As like all of it.
I do like all of it, but I'll tell you what.
You're more of a Coke guy.
I just know that there's more. That Coke will stay fresher longer. And I'm telling you, you could literally, we could open a 2 liter of Coke and Pepsi same day, set them out
there. We should do it.
We should literally, we could try it. And I'm telling you right now, that Pepsi will be flat within the hour.
And the Coke won't be.
Not within the hour, but, you know, it can be pretty close. So, I think the wife's calling.
Yep, Tom had a rollout. That's okay. This podcast is getting a little long.
No, I think it's great. We turned it into like a soda discussion, which is great.
So by the way, though, you know, back to T-Belt, let's talk some more fast food here.
I'm fine with fast
food. We're just kind of going. You know, people said, hey, we want longer podcasts. Well, you're getting them.
Yeah, I mean, okay, one of our last ones was like 2.5 hours long.
It was about 2.5 hours long.
But... yeah. So what about fast food?
I'm just thinking about this T-Bell meal I had here. And now we had that KFC thing the other day. I'm really starting to like fast food. Mm-hmm. I try to avoid it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I'm maybe it's all the MSG that's in it.
Probably. Yeah. I'm worried that starting this podcast and doing food reviews is going to change Matt's eating habits.
I know. And I've lost like 20 pounds. I need to.
It can't be.
Yeah.
We have to stop, you know.
I know, but man, I'm just like, man, I could go get more right now.
I know. It's good. Although I gotta say that there was nothing special about that.
No, I would not recommend it.
Like there was something more special about the Nashville Hot. And even the
Georgia Gold. I just liked it. I thought that was good. I didn't really like the Nashville Hot though. Because it was okay, but it's just like, again, this talking about pops and stuff.
Right.
I think there is a difference between like. For some reason, whenever I buy hot sauce that is red, mm-hmm. it just tastes cheap and gross to me. Mm-hmm. When I buy hot sauce that is orange, maybe they do use different peppers. I don't really know how they make hot sauce.
Yeah.
I know you make like crazy hot sauce, but I don't know.
Yeah, I get you. So
I'm just not big on hot sauce. Not that the heat gets me, because I'll eat really spicy garlic or horseradish or like whatever. Mm-hmm. I just don't really like the way hot sauce tastes.
That's a quick question. Tom, are we in trouble? Everything all right?
No, everything's fine.
All right. We already mentioned your wife on the podcast, so. Hope
by,
that's
by
cool.
Name. Tom, do you generally like hot sauce?
It depends on what it's on. I mean, tacos, some. A lot of the guys I currently work with like hot sauce, and so I've kind of gotten into it more.
But yeah.
No, as a rule, no.
Yeah.
I prefer more sweet.
I mean, I do love some buffalo dip.
Oh, yeah.
That's mostly because it's chicken.
Well, when you make that buffalo dip, Tom, what type of... Is it a red hot sauce that you're using?
I use the Frank's Buffalo.
What color is it?
It's like an orange.
It's
more of an orange than
I'm telling you go red, it's like weird, and I don't like it.
Yeah. Yep, I hear you. Guys, this was actually a lot of fun. I wouldn't mind talking more about
food. We got to do a lot more because we got to do... You know, we got Steak and Shake around us. We got Bibby Bob.
Did you see there's a T-Rex burger? Did you see this the other day? Anybody ever heard of the T-Rex burger at Wendy's?
Yeah, it just came out. We got to go get it.
What the?
Yeah, we got to do a review.
We'll be back in half an hour.
No, I mean, I think you'd die. I mean, like, I looked at it and I was
I don't know,
like,
dude. I went to Burger King the other day and I got that burger that had, like, onion rings and all this stuff, and it was pretty good.
Yeah. All the rodeo burger?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Flame broiled.
It is flame broiled.
I tell you what, if you're on if it's still recession at your household... like it is here, you can go check out Burger King and get yourself a double cheeseburger. I like to get ketchup, mustard, onion, okay? And it's like, I think $1.70 or something like that. I mean, pretty good deal. It's a pretty good size.
Who has the best burgers? Everyone always says, who has the best fries?
Hardee's, unfortunately. It's just,
or Carl's Jr. if you're on the West Coast.
Mm-hmm. It's just too bad that...
No.
There's none around here. They're not very popular anymore, but gosh, it's some thick meat.
Well, I would say, let's go the big three, is Burger King, Wendy's, McDonald's.
Okay.
Because you can go like In-N-Out if you live out
the
in Vegas.
The best burger?
Yeah, who has the better burgers between those three?
Well, McDonald's is at the bottom.
You think McDonald's burgers are not very good?
They're at the bottom. Yep.
We should construct the ultimate fast food meal by mixing and matching.
Oh, I have. Like what? Now that my sister has me on this like cash thing, so it's like, guys, no freaking joke. I can't believe. Did you see the two bags the other day sitting on the couch?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, so you know what I did? I went to Burger King and I got two double cheeseburgers, ketchup, mustard, onion. Okay, then I went over to McDonald's and I got a $1 large Coke. Okay. Because I was cheap there, right? Okay. Then I drove back over to Wendy's and I got a 4-piece nugget.
Okay, Wendy's definitely has the best nuggets. It's not even close.
I mean, no, it's not even close. I know. And so, like, obviously, right? I mean, that's I got the best burger. I got cheap Coke with a nice crisp Coke, and I got the best nuggets. Now, fries, I'll leave that to you guys. I don't even know. I'm not a big fry guy.
Honestly,
so I don't really know.
Honestly, really, I don't really like. I eat fries because they come with it, yeah. But I'm not really big. I do not like Burger King's fries at all.
I eat like three and I throw them out. It's terrible. I don't know why.
Wendy's to me probably actually McDonald's probably has the best fries.
Yeah, but what McDonald's has, can they really be called fries? Because they don't actually go bad.
Yeah, they don't
rot.
They don't. They just sit. Oh, dude, you can leave those things out for like years.
What?
Yeah. Guys. Now, okay, hold on. Back to who has the best burger. For me, Wendy's has the best burgers.
Mm-hmm. Dave's what?
Now, I'm just talking about just the meat because it's fresh, never frozen.
Could you imagine if that meat was flame broiled?
Yeah.
Could you imagine?
Actually, I don't know. I feel like it being on the flat top makes it. Now, I do like flame broiled.
Yeah.
But sometimes flame broiled is. See, here's the thing.
But they're not pre. So we're talking about
McDonald's has the best buns. I mean, unless we could throw in other like things like Steak and Shake, which Steak and Shake has the best buns.
Buns are pretty even, but
no,
doing the big three. It's just my
opinion. McDonald's has the buns down.
Yeah,
now they got the sesame, and those are a little bit better.
Yeah, McDonald's has the best buns.
I'll give them the sesame.
Wendy's has the best. Wendy's has the best meat. Mm-hmm. Burger King, I don't know what it is. Mm-hmm. But like McDonald's toppings are gross. When you get tomatoes, it's garbage.
Yeah.
Wendy's is a little bit better, especially on like the junior bacon cheeseburger and stuff.
Right.
But Burger King's where you want the toppings.
Every vegetable on there, like the onions are crisp, they're all crisp. It's nice.
But of the three, I'm mostly a Wendy's guy. One, because I'm from Ohio and from Columbus, and it's a Columbus thing. And we love Dave Thomas.
Dave's away. Yep.
But Wendy's is I just think it's the best of the three. Mm-hmm. If you're going for the best, they by far have the best nuggets, and they have the Frosty.
Yeah, they got the Frosty. Tom,
clear winner.
Which, as far as I'm considered, the Frosty's number one. The Frosty. I don't know what that vanilla Frosty.
The
BS
Frosty.
Is.
Yeah, the Frosty. Yeah. Yep.
Now I do like McFlurries.
You guys remember when they first started coming out with the vanilla Frosty? And through the drive-thru, and then they're like, do you want that chocolate or vanilla? And I believe all our responses were, there's only the one Frosty.
Right.
Dude, okay. As I have a story.
The original?
As I have a story.
This is great.
Our friend Drew Deo and I were coming back from New York for unknown reasons.
An epic trip, which we will talk about later on this show.
No, okay, maybe not. Anyway, we were coming back from New York. And we pulled into a Wendy's. Like, we get some food.
Yeah.
And remember, we drove straight back.
Straight back, yeah.
And I fell asleep at the end while I was driving. But I said I was going to drive the whole way. And I drove all nine hours.
You did.
I did. But you guys kept me up. I mean, Ez was passed out. But
no, I mean, I remember before I passed out thinking,
we're going to die.
Thank God mom's praying for me at home because we're dead.
Yeah. But anyway, so we pulled into a Wendy's probably somewhere in Pennsylvania. Or maybe in Cleveland.
I actually thought.
I think it was in Cleveland.
Okay.
So we pulled into a Wendy's in Cleveland. This is like 2006. And say, we get some, burgers. Can we get some Frosties?
Yeah.
And they said chocolate or vanilla.
Like when we left Ohio, that wasn't a thing.
Yeah.
And like that weekend, we were coming back on our trip.
The looks we all had were like,
what? Oh, dude. We all turned and looked at each other like, wait a second. Are we... I think we might have been in Pennsylvania because we thought it was a state thing.
Yeah.
At first, I was like, wait, is it just Pennsylvania?
It was right on the border.
It was right somewhere nearby because we weren't quite back in Ohio.
Because we just looked at each other. We were just like, in such utter disbelief.
Couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. I was like, what? At first, we were a little intrigued. Like, they have vanilla? Wait, well, I don't understand.
And then we got them, and we were I guess we'll get vanilla. And we got them, and they were trash.
Well, but I remember thinking to myself, I was like, okay, wait. Is it only in Ohio they're chocolate, but they're vanilla elsewhere? Like, that's how much it shook me. I was like, wait, does everyone else have vanilla Frosties?
It was quite literally a life-altering. It was life-altering.
It was crazy. It was like we had, like, lost in time. Like, we had gone to New York and, like, came back and, like, everything was gone and our home, like, our hometown was changed. It was that weird.
It was like Stranger Things.
Yeah. So that was a great story. And it's one of those you have to be there to, like, look around. And maybe you have that story when you first found out that Wendy's was serving a vanilla Frosty.
I know.
It changed it a lot.
It was
in
our disbelief. And I'm not a big fan of vanilla Frosty.
No. It's no, it's
now I'll say the McFlurry, however. Oh man, the McFlurry. Oh, I love the McFlurry.
Yeah,
it's vanilla.
Good. It's pretty good. It's all right.
It's pretty good or
who I'm has not a big
who
ice
has
cream
okay. Who has the best breakfast?
Wow.
Now between those three, really it's only McDonald's.
Just McDonald's, yeah.
But if you extend it out.
Hardee's. Yeah.
Dude, I used to get those like little cinnamon stick
things. Oh, man.
No, they had a little cinnamon bun thing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Matt, I worked there. I know. I used to make those things. I used to make extra for me.
Do you still
girls
get them? Or?
I don't know, man. I don't know. I tell you what, though.
The Monster Burger
Hardee's? Wait a second. If you're out there listening right now, this is just real life advice here, okay? And I had the option of working at the cash register with cute girls, okay? I said, no. Put me in the back. I want to be a cook. In the kitchen, okay?
It's like slam.
All right, I'm back there. Got my hat backwards.
Hey, just go look at our Instagram pages. You probably think we're like, God, these guys are like 400 pounds.
I'm getting there. but no, back in the day, I mean, we were playing three sports each. We all were just, you know, really good shape. But I went back, and I'll tell you what, being back in the kitchen and the girls at the front register – needing that food, you know, a little bit like a burger. Can you slip me something from the back of the kitchen? Yeah. I was hooking them up with those, what were they, like the cinnamon bun things or whatever.
So good.
They loved those. And it was just like, it was great.
Yeah. Tom, what about you? Breakfast food from a fast food place?
Nah, I don't really get them, so I don't know.
Well, okay, I will say this. About McDonald's breakfast, see, the McGriddle, I like, but I don't like the pancake
taste.
When you get the pancake and the thing, but I will say that I'm a bagel guy when you go to McDonald's. Oh, you want something on a bagel? You get that bagel egg and cheese.
Really?
Oh, man, stuff's so good.
Biscuits are pretty good there.
Oh, yeah, the McMuffins?
Yeah. Yeah, those are pretty good, too.
See, I thought that I would get breakfast, because now that they serve breakfast all day, but it ties everybody up and it takes too long. They got to figure out a way to do breakfast faster, because I want to just be able to go up and say, oh, one egg McMuffin.
Right.
But it's like I said, they got to slow everything down. I mean,
right? They're back there kicking your egg around in the floor.
Yeah, it doesn't. You pretty much still got to go. You pretty much still have to go in at breakfast time, so it doesn't work.
If I want to do that, I actually do not go through the drive-thru. I go in and say, "Hey guys, take your time."
Yeah,
you know, no pressure back there.
But then it's not fast food. It's like I could just, you know.
No, but you still get McDonald's breakfast. So if you're really craving it.
Yeah,
the best way is to go in and make it known. You know, can I just say really quick? I'm gonna put a little just a shout out to myself, and the people who came to Hardee's back in the day when I was there. I got complimented for it's all about putting the right amount of ketchup and mustard, portioning those toppings. So I used to get all sorts of compliments about that. So if you're out there listening, it does matter when the ketchup and mustard is running off into the wrapper and stuff like that. I mean. Just saying, Tom. I mean, I never complain about it because I know they're in a rush. And
I feel like there's so many fast food places that we just don't really hit up anymore.
Like Long John Silver's?
I got Hush Puppies when we did the thing. It was pretty good. I feel like, man,
I used to work there too.
Go for some Long John Silver's.
Dude,
right now, but.
They're crab cakes. Their crab cakes are so good.
That seems like scary to me.
Dude, they're so good. So good.
What about Arbus? I like to jokingly call it Arbus.
Arby's?
Yeah, Arby's.
I get Arby's a lot. It's pretty good.
They got the meat.
They do. Yeah, they do. I'm not a huge fan. I mean, mozzarella sticks. I got some great mozzarella sticks. So we talk about making that perfect combination. Okay, I go to Burger King. I get my double cheeseburgers. I go get my $1 Coke at McDonald's. I swing through Arby's. And I'll be honest with you folks. I have all four of those within 5 minutes.
They're right next to us.
They're all lined up right next to each other. I get mozzarella sticks at Arby's. I go get nuggets. at Wendy's, and then who needs fries? If I needed them, I guess I could have got a $1 fry back at McDonald's.
Yeah.
So
you know who does have pretty good fries? It's Arby's. They have curly fries.
Yeah, it's true.
And then we also got a Five Guys burgers and fries. Jeez. Five Guys fries are pretty good.
That's not technically fast food anymore, but
it's not fast food, but it's still within that realm.
It's
like Subway's not fast food. Subway's gross and like not good anymore. I used to get the tuna at Subway and everyone always be like, dude, what are you doing? Yeah. I liked it, man.
It has a weird smell to me. It's like,
and you know, Subway has essentially died once Chipotle got as big as it did.
Yeah.
There's just no
now, and like you get
so much. It's like the same price, but you get so much more for your buck at Chipotle.
Mm-hmm. What's the place that we have now that
Bibby Bop?
Bibby Bop, yeah,
yeah.
It's like I don't know where
and Genji Go.
Yeah, Genji.
Genji Go is like a smaller thing, but
it's gosh, it's so good.
Yeah, Bibby Bop's pretty cool. It's like
it's growing, right?
It's like Chinese or Japanese Chipotle. Yeah,
Chipotle, so. All right, guys. We've been all over the place.
Hey, by the way, the Taco Bell Big Box for this quesadilla, yeah, I wouldn't recommend it. I think
the Big Box as a whole on the other deals is a big thumbs up.
Absolutely. Like the Quesarito Box? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. The
Cheese Gordita Crunch?
Yep, that one. Mm-hmm. That one right there. Yep. I love that one.
And if you're somebody who works at Taco Bell,
yeah,
and you're somebody who's in the higher-ups at Pepsi,
yeah,
I'll go on record right now and say Pepsi is a better stock than Taco Bell because I trade stocks, mm-hmm, and I like Pepsi as a better stock. But what we want, mm-hmm, it was like a limited thing,
yeah,
for like a couple of weeks. And Ez and I went every day.
Oh my gosh!
Basketball season just started.
Yeah.
Now we're not going to Gordon Hayward this, but I'm lobbing you an alley oop.
Yeah, here we go.
And here we go. Time to bring it home.
Okay, the Chick Star. Am I right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. The Chick Star. So, like, we didn't plan this out. I knew exactly what Matt was talking about. That Chick Star was one of the best things that Taco Bell has ever done.
One of the best things has ever eaten.
Has ever. But, yeah, one of the best. Yeah, it was so good. I don't even remember. Like, it's honestly like it's like an odd dream that we had.
I know.
I'm like, did that really happen?
It could even be seasonal, like the McRib.
Yeah, that's fine. The McRibs are great, by the way.
McRibs are great. Speaking of stocks, go look at McDonald's stocks, mm-hmm, every year during around the month of October when they bring,
yeah,
the McRib back.
Yeah.
There's always a slight little bump in, yeah, October every year or whenever they do it. They do it at different times.
Yeah, well, what about when they bring back the Shamrock Shake?
Yeah, in March. Yeah.
Big deal.
Dude, so my brother, Nick, he called. There was one day. I remember when that was when the Shamrock Shakes were coming out.
Yeah,
we called McDonald's to see if our local one got it.
Yeah,
and he jokingly was just like prank called him, and he just calls him. The guy answers, and he's like, "Y'all got them shakes?" And the guy was like, "Yes,
we have the shakes."
And then he hung up. It was so sweet.
Oh man, that's awesome. Yeah, those are good. I've only ever had so one, funny. I think. I'm not a big fan of them.
Yeah, they're not that great. Yeah. McDonald's milkshakes are actually not that great in general.
No. So. All right, guys.
Sorry, guys. We went all over the place.
We're going to leave it there. We've been trying to stop this podcast for the past, 45 minutes. But, hey, it is what it is. We like talking.
It's like some behind-the-scenes action, a little bit of story. Ez and I have been talking about, we wanted to just start telling some stories.
Conversations. And you know what? That New York story would be fine as long as we used initials. Now, obviously, people who are our friends are going to know who we're talking about.
I know what I'm about.
But then, technically, we're allowed to tell a story.
Yeah, I know what I'm about.
I was in it. You were in it.
I went out and got what I was going for.
Yeah. You can use initials for places and times and dates, man. That is a story, guys, that... is so, there's three different perspectives from that and that story, and it's just so great to hear.
Matt Brady has a lot of
that's a three-parter.
I got a lot of crazy stories.
Yeah, so we've been thinking about doing something called just like stories or conversations.
Yeah, and we might just put them in these. Might just go out, get some food, sit around, tell some stories.
Yeah, tell some stories. So
Tom's, I know Ez has some, you know. Ez has one about, you know, he was on the elliptical. Ez told me this story. Well, we were on the elliptical. I almost fell off. It was about, you know, Ez went on this date and this girl, he, you know, was half deaf and he said something. And
Oh my God. I totally forgot about that.
I like, what did she say? I like.
Okay. So I asked her a question. This is, and I won't use her name. I think all my friends know who she is. And I ask her some, I think I ask her like, hey, so, you know, what class are you taking right now? Or, hey, what, you know, what's your major, you know, in college or whatever? And she was just like, yeah, I like chocolate ice cream. And I was like, yeah, I'm a chocolate guy too, you know, cool. And then she like looked at me for a second. She's like, oh, that's not what you asked me. Because she could like read my facial expressions. And I was just like, yeah, kind of was asking you about your major and stuff. But if you want ice cream, that's cool. And she's like, I'm so sorry. I'm like hard of hearing in this like one ear, you know, or whatever.
But it was just like, it was like a first date and I just didn't know.
I had no idea. And like, I was wondering throughout the night. She goes, how many times has that happened? And I was like, probably 6 or 7. Like, I'm literally didn't know if we were having the same conversation throughout the time. I was like, I would have loved to have known that because I can project and get on the right side of your ear, if you know what I mean. But my God, that was the final straw where I was just like, I couldn't, almost like kind of grinning. I'm just like, if you want ice cream, cool, let's go. I mean, I'm down, but good God. Oh man. That's, see, I forgot about that.
I know. We remember the stories. Yeah.
It's great to like pull out the con- Now, what I'm worried about is when we start having conversations and Tom's present. Because Tom will fact, I will start to elaborate and sort of tell this tall tale. And Tom will do one of two things. Either bring it back down to earth or go a little bigger
yeah.
than what I was willing to tell, maybe. You know? I was like, oh, no.
So, Tom's got some stories, too. So,
dude. Yeah, he does. He does.
It's, so, anyway, all right, we got to close this out here.
All right, guys. Thanks so much for listening. We're going to have our main episode coming up. Should we post this one right here, like, today?
Yeah. Yeah. I already sent you the...
Cool. But we'll have our episode 11. Is that right? 11?
Or 12, actually.
It might be 12. Okay. Yeah. So we'll have our main show coming up on
Saturday.
And then we're also going to have a quick little lit review, which is we worked on with Tom, which was Mystery Night Part 2,
mm-hmm.
Which will be coming out on Sunday. And then the following week, we are going to be taking a break, right?
I guess, if you want to call it a break. Because
For the main show.
For the main show, we're going to have, maybe the lit review might wait another week. We don't know yet.
We'll see, yeah.
Yeah. And we're, because next week is all Stranger Things.
Right.
Mm-hmm. We're going to
plow through them.
That whole weekend, we're going to be reviewing every episode. We're going to watch one, review it. We'll get through one or two Friday night.
Yeah.
Maybe like, you know, around maybe four episodes Saturday morning.
Yeah.
Another, you know, three or four Sunday, and then maybe finish up on Monday if we have to.
Yeah. It's just something we're obsessed with Stranger Things.
I watched it for the first time like 3 weeks ago. We went through it on our main show and I've watched it like twice since.
Dude, people are getting tattoos of 11.
Yeah.
And Millie Bobby Brown on their bodies. I thought about it. But I was like, that's maybe a little weird, and I'd probably get
fired. I want her face on my face. I just want a tattoo.
Wow. So stay tuned. Check in that. We're gonna wrap this up, and actually, we're gonna work with Tom. We're reading A World of Ice and Fire. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
We're pretty much gonna be diving really hardcore into the just Westeros, history of Westeros, the lore, everything.
Right. Yeah. So Matt has another podcast that he's been working on with our good friend Tiffany from Swish and Flick. It is called
Box Trick. It's a retro gaming podcast. We talk mostly about game collecting, stuff like that. Tiffany and I are doing pretty much every Monday we're recording. It should be up usually Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday, sometime in that time frame. excuse me. Right now we're doing Legend of Zelda. We're going to be doing Mario when Mario Odyssey comes out. And we're so just pretty much it's a Nintendo, I would say, focused podcast.
And I have to put an extra plug in here.
Just for that show. And then we also review Steam, new stuff.
But their series, A Link to Hyrule, is the last episode that you guys did where you rank all the Zelda games. The editing's beautiful. Matt's going to be humble about it, okay? Pretty
sick. I'll actually be more humble than you think.
Okay, good. Okay.
I'm quite humble.
Okay. Yeah, but so anyways, it's really good. The editing is well done. Tiffany's awesome. If you haven't heard Swish and Flick, you have to go check out her podcast, mm-hmm. Swish and Flick. It's an All Potter podcast. So Sarah, Harry, Megan, all the Katie. Time. Yeah, they're great. Awesome girls. We're actually going to a Halloween party with them soon. Mm-hmm. We might bring you a little vlog action, a little behind the scenes,
we'll see.
You know. Sneak in.
And then Ez and I also run with our buddy Mike, we run a Star Wars show on YouTube, on Podbean just as well. And I do a lot of the Battlefront stuff. We're doing a thing called Star Wars Trivia Trials right now, which is really cool. Right. And then we're going to be doing Legends reviews. And, of course, we're building up to The Last Jedi. So
Yep. So got a lot out there for you. So when we do take a break from the main show, you can go check out all of those shows. If you're into Stranger Things, awesome. We'll have that for you next week. But there you go. Thanks for listening. As always, wow, I almost said, as always, may the Force be with you.
Hey, may the Force
podcast
be with you.
I was on there for a second. No. Stay tuned and stay hungry.
That was a great podcast.
Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM sports account to get started. Then visit your promotions section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.